Hi guys, welcome to another episode on this podcast, I Choose to Be Happy.
Hello everyone, welcome back. I'm so glad that you're here with us.
Yes, I'm so glad too. And what are we gonna talk about today, Aunt?
We should talk about how to be the more attractive person in the room. We still can be attractive without being perfect.
I agree with you.
Let's start by eliminating negative self-talk. Aunt, have you ever experienced that before?
Absolutely. I'm going to share a story with you. When I was very young, I took a public speaking class in college, and I was not too happy because, you know, I was thinking that people were going to be judging me. And I thought, how about if I make a mistake? How about if I forget what I'm going to say? How about if people are going to not like what I have to say? So just don't overanalyze things. Just believe in yourself and deliver your best lesson or whatever it is that you are speaking about. In my situation, what worked for me, I just focused on one person in the room that had like a positive facial expression, like a friendly face with a nice smile. The person that looked like it was going to give me a positive feedback, and that helped me a lot. Or if you don't like to look at people, you can just focus on one area of the room, like a part of the wall, and you will feel more confident. And you know what? Don't overanalyze. Don't overthink things. Just like I said earlier, just feel that you're valuable and unique and believe in yourself and everything's gonna be all right.
Yeah, that's a pretty good advice. I liked it. You should always trust on yourself.
Exactly. Always trust yourself. Always believe in yourself. And another thing that with wisdom I have learned is to don't try to put down other people. Don't talk bad about others, because when you talk bad about others, it's a reflection on yourself. People are going to think that you are insecure, that you're jealous, that you're envious, and those qualities does not reflect attraction.
Oh, that's very true. Like, I've noticed confident people compliment other people. Like, they're not actually hating or like saying bad things about other people, but they're actually complimenting them because they're so confident that they want everyone to shine in the room, not just them.
Exactly. It's important to lift others. And when you lift others, you are reflecting attractiveness and confidence. And one last tip about this topic is to have a positive mindset about yourself. And Hema, how about you? Have you ever experienced anything like this?
Yeah, I actually have experienced that before. And when I was younger, people will compliment me about, let's say, they say, oh my God, you have such a pretty eyes. And I'll be like, I wish they were greener or like bigger. Things like that, just to screw myself up. Because, you know, I didn't want to sound overconfident. I didn't want to sound rude. And I will just put myself down just to not accept the compliment instead of just saying thank you as a normal person. And so I think a lot of people have been in this situation. And it's something that we should really change about ourselves if we want to look attractive to other people. Because, you know, putting yourself down at one point is not really attractive for some people.
I agree, Hema. It's important to accept compliments just by simply saying thank you. Don't excuse yourself why you think you don't look your best or why your eyes don't look good today or your hair is not pretty today, etc. Simply say thank you. Also, compete only with yourself. Be who you are, who you were yesterday and today. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay that you don't look perfect. Try to improve and be the better version of yourself.
Yeah, And at trying to get better, I would say it's really important that you invest in your appearance. Because, you know, there's like a slang in Colombia that we say, like, they treat you like they see you. And that's so true. Like, every time you dress properly and you're like looking good for the occasion, they will treat you good. Whatever, just invest in your appearance. Like, wear cologne, perfume, have basic hygiene habits, wear things that makes you feel comfortable and you look good. You gotta feel confident, you know?
I agree with you, Gemma. Just simply dress for success.
Exactly.
Another thing that has worked for me is that when you go into a party, try to tell a good story. When you share things about yourself, you're an interesting person, you look confident. For example, if somebody asks you, how are you doing today? Just try to talk about something new that you learned. Try to talk about a book that you read, recent vacation or vacation plans, a recent project that you're working or thinking about working. Have something fun to say. And when you are in a group situation or you meet new people, find something interesting to say.
Yeah, it can lead to a good conversation. It is very important.
Gemma, do you have any other tips to appear more attractive?
Yeah, I actually have a tip. And I think when you try to be genuine, when you show you're human, you show you're real, and you don't try to be perfect all the time, people actually find that attractive and they can like not even get attracted to you by looks, but like they can actually connect to you by you just telling them a story time or like telling them something that immediately attach them to think like, oh my God, she's going or he's going through this or she has experienced this. Like, you know, you just connect with the people and that can be attractive.
Exactly. If you show your human side, you will make an emotional connection or bond with others.
Yeah, like I've noticed confident people are secure enough to admit a weakness. So don't be afraid to admit you're not perfect.
Exactly. It's okay to be not perfect and it's okay to admit you made a mistake. To learn from your mistakes as well. How about smile? Like a smile is so important when you walk in a room or in a group situation or in a party. Just carry a big, genuine smile. Make sure your smile comes from within and it will light up and reflect in your face. If you're having trouble smiling from within, I suggest to think of positive things. Think of a positive experience with a loved one or a vacation spot, something that brings positive memories and that will bring a nice natural smile. Also, smiling conveys confidence. You will be more likable if you smile.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Another tip to be able to smile, be grateful. If you're grateful, it will show in your smile.
Immediately. That's true. You gotta see the positive. I also think that if you listen more than you speak, it's attractive. Like if you let others talk instead of you talking all the time and not making it all the time just about you. Have interest in get to know other people and let them talk.
I agree. And one suggestion is to ask an open-ended question. When you ask an open-ended question, it gives people the opportunity to share about themselves. And you also learn more when you listen.
That's true.
Yeah. And knowledge is attractive.
And it's power.
It is power. I agree. Knowledge is power. And also, confident people are unassuming and also are mysterious, right?
Yeah, I've noticed that.
All right, guys. That was everything for this episode. Thank you so much for listening to us. We're happy you're here.
Thank you for listening to us. Have a wonderful week. Hugs.
We will really appreciate if you rate us with 5 stars. You follow us. you turn on the notification bell so you don't lose any episode that we upload weekly, and if you share it with some family or friends. My Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube are Gema Eyes, GEMAEYES. Thank you so much. Have a great week. I love you. Bye. Mwah.